Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome here, everyone, to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and live in the website, so Mike Spirit FM. You're welcome for joining in with us. Come and join us in our chat room, which all you need to do in our chat room is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit.fm. That's where you'll find the chat room. You can interact with us there. Come and join us on the Facebook pages of Mike Davis Medium. And let's enjoy tonight's show, so to speak. It's been a cold day here in the UK. Certainly cold in Wales, in the part of where I live, near Cardiff. So it's cold. I like it cold. I wonder if my guest likes it cold. This is another UK... world-renowned, international medium as well, and an extreme ghost hunter. This is known as the Psychic Biker. Hi, Paul, are you there with us?
Hi, good evening.
How are you doing there?
I'm not too bad, and yes, it's cool here.
I was going to say, because you're further north than me, aren't you, Paul?
Yeah, we're sort of, actually, I'm a little place called Killally, but to say that the people are just going to blank, okay, we're sort of 25 miles from the borders of Scotland.
So it's nice and cold.
It is now. I mean, I'm like you. I like the cold. I'm a biker, as the name suggests, and I was notorious for standing outside the pub or going anywhere with a cut-off sleeve T-shirt, my waistcoat, and that was it. Winter, summer, just didn't feel the cold.
I can't fault you one little bit. No, I'm very similar. No, I'm sat here today in a vest top, believe it or not, Paul. Yeah. But let me just run you through what happened midweek this week, because it's quite exciting. Well, I was quite excited, let's say that. As you know, Paul, I work full-time as a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my work colleagues, Thursday, was went to work, and we had to go up over the Brecon Beacons. Now, you've obviously heard of the Brecon Beacons,
yeah,
being a biker, because that's the place where all bikers go, isn't it?
Lots of bikers go, but also, of course, it's the training ground, isn't it, for the SAS.
Of course, most definitely. Yeah. Well, up in Brecon, up the Brecon Beacons there, it's notorious for snow, for the white stuff, isn't it?
Mm.
And we had to go up over Brecon Beacons to get ourselves to work. And the boys came along in the van at 10 to 6 Thursday morning, beeping the horn outside as they do, ready to pick me up. But they don't pick me up. They jump out of the driver's seat, and I drive to work. So you can envision this now, me in a vest top, going to work, 10 to 6, Thursday morning, driving along, thinking, Brecon Beacons, here we go. We're going to have some fun. And, Paul, there was nothing there. I was devastated. No snow, nothing at all.
No, I mean, where we live, I live in a small cottage, sort of halfway down a farm track, which is in a valley.
Yeah.
So when it snows, and we don't have a 4x4, we've just replaced a car. We thought about getting a 4x4, but I thought, well, the cost of running it for us is 52 weeks. For the 2 weeks you'd be needed, we didn't bother. So if it snows and it's, you know, a foot or so, we ain't going nowhere. We're snowed in. Last year, 2 weeks we're snowed in. Main road was clear. Everybody else was clear, but we couldn't get up to the main road.
Well, Paul, I've just bought a 4x4.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to keep it until February, until the winter's gone, and then I'll go back to a car, I think.
I spent a lot of time going up and down the A697. It's an A road, but it's not dualed. So I decided to treat myself, and I bought an Aster, which isn't sound that exciting, but it's a 2-litre Aster, 160 brake horsepower, all the bits and bobs, very fast, leather seats. So I spent £20,000 on that rather than £20,000 on a 4x4. I may regret to come February, but never mind.
I can't fault your theory, I really can't. But I thought, I'm going to have a 4x4 just for the winter to see. Because, I mean, I've had a 4x4 every year for the winter. So, well, this year can't be no different to any other, can it?
No, I mean...
You have to keep that trend and keep that pattern. But anyway, Paul, I could talk to you for hours because I know that you're so interesting. Let all the listeners know who you are. Who is Paul Green, the psychic biker?
I'm Paul Green, the psychic biker. I'm perhaps slightly unusual. Until I was early 40s, 40-ish in fact, I was a complete and utter sceptic. In fact, probably a cynic. And then through a change of circumstances, I had to leave work to become a carer. I started to meditate, and from there, led me down the path of what am I smelling these things, why am I tasting, why am I seeing these things, to discover I was actually doing, in a very basic, uncontrolled way, mediumship. That led me down the path of becoming a medium, basically, even though I still retain my sceptical side. People say, when I say to people I'm a medium, but I'm a sceptic, they just look at me as though, like, that's not the job description, you can't do that. But
yeah.
I maintain you can, and in fact it makes you a better medium by pushing for better information. So that's basically my background. The name, which a lot of people ask about, came about as so often does with my stories, in a biker bar. Sitting down with my club mates, and we're discussing angels, believe it or not.
I can envision this conversation as well.
Yeah, I mean, usually when angels are involved, the bikers are the hells in front of it, but in this case it was just angels. And this woman must have been overheard and went to the bar to get a drink. She says, "Are you really a medium?" She says, Yeah. I give her the spiel, because again, to look at me, because you can't do that in radio, I'm 6 foot tall, shaven head, heavily tattooed, used to be heavily pierced. And I've been told, in fact, it's in the book, I've been told, even in a good mood, I look like a bulldog chewing a wasp. So I tend to look as though I'm going to rip your head off, even though I'm quite happy. But when I sat down, she had a drink and she left, and then she left, she just waved and said, "Okay, bye, psychic biker." And that's where the name came from. I'd love to say it was a bit of grand marketing schemes that I planned, but no, it was a chance conversation in a pub. That's how we came to become known as a psychic biker.
You know, I can't fault it because, I've been labelled with a name. And that name is The People's Psychic. And that stems back to when I won the national award out of Wales, England and Scotland. Obviously, Paul, you wasn't a part of the award scheme. You probably would have beat me hands down. But, I walked away with that trophy in my hand, knowing that, I became the national award winner back in 2009 for demonstrating my mediumship. You know, very much like X Factor in front of a panel of judges, and it was quite exciting.
I admire people who do platform demonstration, whatever you want to call them, because I left the church as I was starting to push it towards the platform work, and for various reasons I wasn't comfortable with some aspect of the church side. I had some questions, so initially I did private readings, this sort of thing, quite comfortable. And I've done TV, I've done and I'm doing radio. But when I got to go on stage, and even stage, it's a pub, it's a wooden floor, I hated it. I just couldn't focus, I couldn't be relaxed, I couldn't get the information flowing. I tried hypnotherapy, I've got a friend who's a hypnotherapist, and just, not for me.
Yeah.
Can't get it. So I admire anybody who can do it and work on stage. I did ask Derek a call when he was on our show about, how do you go on TV, people are screaming and shouting and yelling, and then you go from there and you go to a location. How do you keep focus? Because I couldn't.
It's a difficult thing to do, it really is. Mm. I've been in that position where, that you're in, I kind of call it working to the converted and the unconverted crowd. Mm. And I love working to an unconverted crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you're in a place, like Monday night. Monday night I was at a venue, quite local to me, in fact, and they never had a medium in the club before. And I started my demonstration, and very quickly people were coming up to me afterwards and saying, how much they thoroughly enjoyed the night, the information. They was telling me who came through, you know, was it their mums, their dads, and their grandmas and everything else that was coming through. And they were amazed by what we were able to do. So, you know, there is where I feel that my work is important, you know, is to do my work far and wide as I possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy working with skeptics, good reading to skeptics, because you can just see that the body language changes, the defences go down, and they start to realise that, yeah, you are doing something they can't explain, but you are giving their loved ones news to them. Funny enough, talk about skeptics, a slight sidetrack, but Stephen and I, who's my partner in Extreme Ghost Hunting, were invited to University of Newcastle to address a class of power psychology students.
Yeah.
This week, that's about 45, 50 of them. And most of it we were expecting the grilling, because we expect there to be a lot of skeptics, a lot of hostility. But in fact, quite a few of them had some very interesting questions from a spiritual point of view, which shocked me. Such as, what does the other side look like? How do you get used to being the other side? What does it feel like to be dead? I was stumped by some because it's hard to answer, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, even after that, a friendly feeling came up to me and said, data private readings.
You know, it's quite surprising, isn't it, you know, the amount of people that want to know more about life after death. And I believe that, you know, I've always said, Paul, and I always will say, it's the fastest growing religion around, because all other religions will talk of the afterlife, but yet spiritualism is the only one that can prove that there is life after death. So to me, you know, it's the fastest growing religion around. There's more and more churches opening, centres opening, more and more demonstrations in clubs, pubs, theatres, halls. You know, it is certainly the fastest growing religion around out there. And you know, to provide that service, to me, it's amazing that we can do that, you know. And I know that the investigation side of things that interests you more, and I know that you love the investigation side of things there, Paul. Even that, you know, it's giving people something, you know, particularly if they're having noises in their home or in their location or they're seeing things, you know. For you to go in there and to investigate that and find out what it is, you know, you're bringing comfort, you're bringing upliftment to people, which, again, it's perfect, absolutely amazing of what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a bit of a long story and a weird story to how I got to be asked to go to this home, because I mentioned the website in the bike about drink, but for various reasons, I moved house twice, I stopped going to the bar, but when I did, I was a taxi driver, woman taxi driver, used to pick me up and take me regularly, we got to know each other, which I was chat about the mediumship side.
Yeah.
And one day she knocked at the door. The taxi, I stood there thinking, you know, your brain totally goes, what? I didn't order a taxi. And she said, do you still do the spooky stuff? I thought, yeah. Wasn't quite what I wanted to put it, but yeah. It turns out a friend of hers in a house in opposite the park was having so much activity and was so much scared by it, she was actually sending the kids to school, leaving the house and walking the streets, sitting in the park, going to cafes, wouldn't stay in the house till it was time for the kids to come home and she would return.
Yeah.
I went in with a friend, a good lady, a kind lady, I should laugh if I heard her say that, Helen, from my development class. And it turned out it was a previous occupant, a previous owner. And the problem was that this lady was gay and she'd recently married her partner. And this previous occupant just couldn't get how two women could be living together married.
Yeah.
And that was what sparked my activity. But I had the opportunity to go in there, have an investigation, chat to this person, explain what was going on, and activity died off. And then they managed to live in that home for another 3 or 4 years, perfectly happy. So that, it's not the same as giving messages, but you still can, through investigation and work, bring comfort to people in their own home, which I think is a big thing sometimes, because it can be truly terrifying if you're not sure what's happening.
Most definitely, you know, and I've heard of people, you know, moving home because of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it must be frightening, you know, to hear bangings and crashes. You know, you come here to Studio One, Paul, and you will soon see what activity is, because, you know, it's electric here sometimes. It really is, you know, like the TV gets turned on, you know, every single night virtually.
That's costing money, that.
Always bangings going on, always things going in front of us and catching our eyes, you know, like,
yeah.
The shadows going past. And you know, the other day me and Kerry were sat here and Kerry looked at me, I looked at Kerry, and we both said at the same time, did you see that? And, you know, it was the shadow of a gentleman walking past. Quite amazing, really, because, you know, the two of us saw it, which makes it, you know, even more interesting, yeah. isn't it, than just one of us and saying that we saw this. You know, the two of us saw it at the same time. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, well, at the college I live, we can't date it exactly, but we know because looked at some old maps in the 1800s, the farm was at the top of the track and the cottages weren't here. By 1850, the cottage was here and the farm had moved to where it is now.
Yeah.
And it's been, I don't know what's done to the there's a row of three terrace cottages and they've been altered quite a bit and added to. So we've had a few visitors and there's a guy called Wolfie who comes through and out into the next door. And now I've said his name, you're guaranteed tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, on the bank. There'll be a huge bang on our living room door, but our living room door used to be the outside door. It's been extended.
Yeah, yeah.
We think, we theorise, because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm not working as a medium, I'm still trying to sleep. But you think it may have been what was known as a knocker-up.
Right.
And before that alarm clocks, people used to come down and knock the worker out of bed.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've got lots of, not obviously we've got family activity, because my daughter's just being married, so there's been lots of activity around that time, the time of high emotions. We've also got a resident guest as well, but you almost get used to it, don't you? It's part of life.
Definitely, it is, you know, and it is a part of our lives because that's what we enjoy. That's how we control our lives, I suppose. Yeah. Paul, again, you know, I could talk to you for hours upon hours. I really could, but, you know, I'm conscious of the time taken away.
Yeah.
I really am. But Paul, why don't you take this opportunity to let people know where they can see you, where they can hear you, and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, at the moment, in terms of seeing us, our investigations are closed for the year. It tends to be a quiet time as you head towards Christmas. People always just spend the money on Christmas, not investigations. But if you check out a site called AGH Media, that's www.aghmedia.com, we've got a series of radio shows coming up, one which we recorded about 10 days ago, a week ago, at Chillingham Castle,
yeah.
which, of course, is well-known, most haunted were there. In fact, we were allowed access to a room where the only other people who had been there was most haunted. And there was an event there where an old bread basket turned very slowly where the guy dropped his camera and run. and we've also had an event there, when we're doing that event, in one of the rooms, there's a thing called a K2 meter, which is basically an AMF meter.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a big fan of gadgets, but this thing did things it should be possible to do. Normally, the lights on it, which indicate being in the air, electrical field, theory being that some spirit activity produces electrical field, goes from orange, yellow, green, red. That's the sequence of events it would normally do if you're using it to detect electrical wires. On that night, the middle two lights are lighting up and going out to the side and then back in and doing almost a disco effect.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. Kerry just put the website address in the chat room.
Thank you, Kerry.
Yeah. So that's basically what's coming up next. If you're in the gainer, if you wanted to get in touch with myself, you can go to www.extremeghosthunting.com. All my contact information is on there. And just give us an email. Give us a call, give me phone numbers there, and then have a chat.
Perfect. Okay, so that website there is in the chat room. Paul, time to put your feet up, mate. We're going to have a listen to some music, and then we're going to taking some calls.
Okay.
Well, Paul, I know last time we was playing music, I know after you went, I will say to you that Kerry and your AGH media, Stephen Lambert, isn't it, I believe, Stephen Lambert was joining us in the chat room, and they kind of insisted that all this music was your choice, and they were taking the mick out of you, Paul, I will tell you that, they were taking the mick out of you, but... there we are. That's okay. Well, if they want to take the mic out of you, Paul, and say you chose the music, then, you know, all I can say to you is it's all new music and modern music, so you must be well up there, mate.
Well, Kerry's denying everything now. She's saying it was Steve, it's not her.
Okay, well, let's enjoy.
Okay.
Oh,
Well, Paul, did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not the kind of thing I would choose to go to the gym with, but it's chilled.
Yeah, it's chilled. It's chilled. Let's just say that. It's chilled. Okay, so I think it's time that we went to the phone lines. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
sure,
let's go to area code 410 and say, hi, 410. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Kathy. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, excuse me. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Kathy?
I was hoping to connect with a relative.
Okay, then we can certainly help you with that here in Mike's Spirit FM. And we'll do our very best to make a connection to someone in your family to bring forward and to prove the continuation of life. So bear with us a second, Kathy, and I'll do my very best here for you.
Thank you.
You know, Kathy, I feel instantly here that there's a lady that draws herself around my vibration that wants to tie there with you. I know that this lady makes you aware that before she passed, that she fought until she there was nothing left in her. Okay, because I know I'm aware I'm fighting to the end of my life here. Fighting to hold on to every last breath, I want to say. I know that she wasn't a very big lady. I believe she's slight of her build before she passes. I believe she links towards your mum's side of your family, because I know that she ties me towards your mum's side. I believe I want to say to you, let's go back a generation from your mum. So I believe I'm maybe around with your grandma, if I'm honest with you. So do you understand your grandmother and your mum's side in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that she suffered for some time before she passed there?
Well, she had heart problems.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that she comes close to you at the moment there, Kathy, and I believe as she comes close to you, it's almost as if I need to say that you know, that they're doing of their best to prove there to you that they're around you, and particularly just to you yourself. So would you understand that you've been, you must be aware of the spirit world yourself in some way yourself, is that right?
Well, I'm working on my virtual world. I'm working on that.
Okay, perfect. See, because she says to me that she's been trying to attract your attention, trying to prove to you that she's been around your life, and she's been trying to show you that you're not alone in this life as well, because I know that she just comes forward here just to say there that she's in your vibration. And, you know, if I said to you that sometimes you can be your own worst enemy sometimes, do you understand of this?
I do.
Okay. See, because you don't give yourself enough credit for what you do, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
See, Kathy, because doesn't that demonstrate to you how close that your grandmother has come to you tonight? Because she wants me to say that you know, I need to prove her existence. I need to show her that she's around you. Now, why does she tell me here that you've been waiting? You've been waiting for her to come through for a long time. And it's almost as if I know that you've been on hold for a long time, but why does she tell me that you've been waiting to call into the show today? So was this something that you always had planned in your mind, to call into the show today, is that right?
No, I called in last week, but it was too late, so I never got on.
Ah, bless you. Okay. Well, I know that she makes me aware that, you know, well, if this is something you was going to do last week and you was too late, then you've been waiting to call into the show for a whole week. And, you know, it's her way of saying to you that she's been there with you. She knows of what's going on, and she's trying of her best to prove to you that she's around your vibration there, okay? Just to say to you, you're not alone, Kathy. She's always around your vibration there.
Wow. That's interesting, because she was such a strict Catholic.
Okay, no, that doesn't matter, okay? Because I know when
you
go...
On the other side, right?
That's it. It matters not. When you go home to the spirit world, our eyes become opened, if you like, to this communication, and it can flow beautiful. So it doesn't matter what color, caste, creed, religion, it doesn't matter. What matters is that she's made her step from the spirit world there to be with you this evening, or this afternoon, rather, in your time zone there, just to let us know she is there, and she's trying so hard to prove to you that you're not alone in this life. Does that help a little bit there, Kathy?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was hoping my father would come through.
Okay, well, hang on a minute there. Paul, do you want to add a little something in there?
Yeah, as Kathy spoke, the first thing I wrote down, was that you're, I get a sense of you being stressed, and that you've got, you're almost looking for answers from the spirit world or from other people. And what the lady who came forward before, and Mike was talking about, is sort of saying to me is, you should trust yourself more. You've actually got the weapons, you've got the knowledge, you've got the ability to answer those questions you've got and quell those doubts you've got yourself. You don't have to look to the spirit world to get the answers. But whilst she is the forward, I have sensed a man a little bit behind her, a little bit more reluctant to come forward, almost as though this woman, this grandmother, has such a strong personality. She's sort of dominating the conversation. And this man is expressing a lot of love, a lot of quiet love. He wouldn't be a person who would demonstrate great emotion, but he's got that quiet depth of love towards you. And he is supporting you. He's around you. And he's trying to help you to get to the goals you want to do, to get the peace and quiet and calmness you're looking for. I think it's a Farley type of love I'm feeling. So he is around you, but he isn't. Hmm?
It sounds like him. He was quiet.
Yeah. That's what I mean. The grandmother is so much more of a dominant figure and personality than he is. He's much more quiet, much more laid back, much more in the background. But nevertheless, he's still got that, the way I would put it, the still waters run deep. He may be quiet, but he's got the strength of character that he's still going to be there when he's needed to be around you, support you. May not be in a big demonstrative manner, but be little things. He'll try to lift you when you get down. He'll try to introduce a little bit of a memory which you like and brings a smile to your face when you're down. That's his kind of way of helping you get through things and to show that he's around you. But he's definitely around you. He's very supportive, very calm, very laid back, but with a great strength of character. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Well, he's definitely around you. I can feel him. I like, as a man, I like him. He's my kind of man. So, very lucky to have him around you.
Thank you.
Definitely lucky to have him around you there, Kathy. And, you know, I am aware of this man as well, because I know that the minute that Paul started speaking there, that I become aware of your father. And would I be right in saying that he must have complained just a little of his breathing before he passed home to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
And you know, if I said to you that he was not the kind of man that would complain of any illnesses, I just got on with life and just got on with what I'd done best there, because he makes me aware that it was just this sharpness in his chest, and he tells me that he went straight home to the spirit world there that quick, within a blink of an eye. Do you understand of that there, Kathy?
Yeah, he did. He did. Nobody was around. I mean, they took him to the emergency room, and the next thing, my sister comes out, and they told him he passed.
Bless his heart. Well, you know, he has made his step forward here from the spirit world. And I'm being told here, you know, he hasn't very often come through before there, Kathy, is he?
No. Well, every now and then. Every now and then.
Okay. But not as often as, like, Grandma would come, because I know that she kind of introduced him there, quite right, as Paul just said, that he stands in the background a little bit there, because, you know, that's the way he was. I believe in some way, like, I want to be reserved with your dad there, because, you know, he was the kind of man that would, like, kind of sit back and assess things before he would jump in anything, okay? He wouldn't, like, be like a bull in a china shop. He'd certainly sit back and assess it before you would do anything about anything. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. You know, Kathy, we could probably work all night there. We probably could, because, you know, it's a beautiful energy that comes through. And, you know, and that just displays through the mediumship of myself there and of Paul. So, you know, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye now.
Bye-bye, Kathy.
Bye.
You know, Paul, what a lovely lady, wasn't she?
Yeah, and a lovely energy from the father.
Definitely. You know,
the word that came to mind as you were talking, there's something I've been just said is muttering into my mustache. I sit in the background, listen to what's going on, every now and again throw the odd comment in. That's the kind of emotion I got out of this guy.
That's perfect. And you know that that displayed through the contact. Okay, let's go to our next caller, and it's area code 720, and say, hi, 720, are you there with us?
Hello, yes. This is Jane. I'm calling from Colorado.
Well, hello, Jane there from Colorado. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you all today?
Well, you know, I've had a quite an hectic week and quite a very busy weekend as well, Jane. But, no, we're doing fine. So what was the reason that you called into the show for, Jane?
I was just kind of wondering kind of where my life path is headed, and if any of my relatives could come through and help me with that.
Okay, perfect. Well, we can certainly help you with that, Jay, Mike Spirit FM, you know. But the minute you started speaking, I feel disappointment, one thing after another. Do you understand of that in your life there, Jane, at the moment?
Yeah, it's been that way for a while now.
Yeah, and it's kind of like hard to pick yourself up and to put yourself back out there. Do you understand of that?
Yes,
And will I be right in saying, because every time you try, something or someone seems to knock you down and down and down and down again. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, because I know I've got someone here that gives me this information to talk to you about it. And this person, it's someone that you would recognize, and I believe it's towards your dad's side of your family when he was here with us. It's certainly a gentleman that's linked within your dad's side. Now, he makes it where he's not very tall. He's maybe around the 5'7" of his height of when he was here with us. He does make me aware that he was quite, you know, he wasn't a big man, but, you know, he wasn't, skinny as nothing then, you know. So I know, that he was quite a nicely built man, but not overly big, but, you know, quite, how can I put him? Just, wasn't an overly big man. Do you understand of this gentleman there within your dad's side?
Yeah, that could be one of my uncles,
Okay, so if this is one of your uncles, which one of your uncles passed with, I believe it's like cancer, because I want to put cancer there in front of me?
I'm not really sure what he passed of, because in the last few years, at the end of his life, we weren't really close, but I know he was quite old. I mean, he lived a pretty long life.
Okay.
But he could have passed of cancer. I don't know.
Okay, well, I certainly know that's what he makes me feel, is if I want to pass through like a cancer or certainly have a cancerous kind of a condition. So it's your uncle you recognize that comes in, and it's your uncle, the one that gives me that information there about what's going on within your life at the moment. And, you know, if I said to you there, Jane, that at the moment in your life that you have decisions to make, now you could either continue on the same pathway that you're on at the moment, which feels very much like of a negative kind of a feeling, very much of a hard kind of a road, so to speak, or there is this opportunity of like to exchange your role. Do you understand? I want to exchange in. That's what you've been looking towards doing. Is that right?
Yeah, that could have something to do with relationship I'm in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where you would understand of this change in things. This there's so much more than we could be achieving, but you know. You need something in your life to drive you. Do you understand that? Because it's like as if I've lost my drive here. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I sure do. Okay. Sure do.
Where does Mary, who's Mary? Because I keep hearing Mary. Tell her Mary.
Mary. Well, offhand, I can't think of anyone with that name who's crossed or that I know. Gosh. Well, my mother had a good friend named Mary, and she's crossed, but that's the only person I can think of.
Okay, perfect. So you understand of Mary that's in the spirit world that would have been a good friend of your mum's. Because I know that she would have been around you when you were like growing up then, so to speak. So she would have known you from a young child, because she makes me aware the difference between you then to you now at the moment, because you've lost that get up and go, because you used to be the kind of person that would always have lots of drive in your life. You'd always be the kind of person that would always like to look forward in your life, no matter what, because she makes me aware that there's a big change there within you, and a big difference with inside yourself, where she would have recognized you back before. Do you understand this, Jane?
Yeah, she knew me when I was, younger, anywhere from 8 years up to 18, yeah.
Okay. Why does she make reference to your hair right now? What, have you just changed your hair, or you're looking to change, or why does she make reference to your hair?
She's probably wanting me to take care of it better. I've been a bit depressed, and I haven't been, keeping it up like I used to with all the things women do, you know.
Well, things I wouldn't understand, or Paul for that matter either, because, you know, she just makes reference to my hair, and she wants me to start combing it, she wants me to start brushing it, and when Kerry washes it, she has to put conditioner in, and I'm thinking, why on earth, you know, a bit of shampoo, a little bit of body wash even sometimes is just good enough for me, but you know, it has to be done in the right way, and I believe that's what I want to put around you. You know, let's start like combing it and putting the brush. Why did she talk about where's the curls gone? Do you understand where's the curls gone?
I used to have my hair cut so that I could have it was wavy, and I would roll it up every day, and now I just kind of wear it straight or in a ponytail with a baseball cap on my head. I guess it's okay. Just a depression, really.
Okay. Well, doesn't that prove to you that, Jane, that, you know, this lady is around you, your uncle is around you, and they're all trying to push you forward in your life, and just to let you know, that in their opinion, they're around you, okay? So let's try and uplift ourselves. Because when our relatives pass on to the spirit world, they simply just move on to the next dimension of life, what we believe to be the spirit world. They kind of look over us, they look around us, but you know, they are there with us. So that depression, let's try and push that to one side and bring the old Jane back, the Jane that you felt more comfortable with. Do you understand of this?
Yes, exactly. Perfect. I know I need to do that.
Okay, well, you know, let's make today a brand new day. Let's make today a start of day one of the brand new Jane. So can we try and that now?
Yes.
Well, please do so, because I know that's what these two, and particularly these two in the spirit world, wants me to say to you. Let's start from day one. Let's start it from now, okay? Paul, do you want to add on in there, mate?
Very quickly, I'm not sure if it's the same woman I'm picking up on as Mike is, but this woman has a very strong personality. She's very, if she could come and shake it, she would.
That's my mom.
Yeah, right. She's got a very strong personality, and Dick, I guess if I get, I'm doing it now, it's weird, you can't see that, I've got my hand up to shake you. Just saying a few things. First of all, obviously you think it's your mom, but she's referencing a picture, a black and white picture of three women in a small frame, 5x7 frame. It may not be in display, it may be in storage, but that's a picture you will know she's in. She's part of three women. And what she's saying is there's some negative influences, negative forces, negative people close to you, which isn't helping. You need to change that, block them, change the attitude, change your attitude, but shake the whole thing up. Otherwise, as Mike said, this is not going to be the first year of the new Jane. You have the ability, but you need to shake things up. That's what she keeps telling me. You've got to shake things up. That's very important, that you get rid of those negative aspects of your life at the moment, which are drawing you down and are drawing, because you're not at fault. They are.
Okay.
So that's your mom being very, very, very strict with you. I think if you don't, she's going to put you on the naughty step.
Okay.
Perfect.
I understand.
And Jane, you know, remember, you know, all these people in the spirit world are around you. Okay. Let's start today as brand new, as day one. And then, you know, maybe next week or the week after or the week after that, when you call back into the show, you can tell us that we're on week one, week two, week three, and so on and so forth. And let's start rebuilding Jane to, let's get the old Jane back, okay? Does that help you a little bit there, Jane?
Yeah, it does. Exactly. That's what I needed to hear. Thank you so much, you guys.
Bless your heart. Well, you know, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll see. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Paul, I've got a question for you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
How far is West Midlands away from you?
Probably don't know. I've never been very good at geography. That's what I've got sat map for. it's probably about 150, 175 miles.
Oh, so it's a fair distance away from
you. Yeah. I can say I'm closer to, you know, the God-forsaken country, Scotland,
okay,
than I am to England.
And what about Stephen Lambert? How far is that away from him?
He's only about 30 miles further south than me. My hometown of Blyth, where he lives now.
Ah, right. So
we have been down to Tutbury Castle. I think that's in the Midlands area.
Yes, that's where they came to see you, wasn't it, in Tutbury Castle?
Yeah.
The reason why I'm asking you, Paul, because this week, the 28th of November, which is, what, 4 days away now, isn't it? It's this coming Thursday, the 28th, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, got a calendar in front of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got a calendar in front of you, because I haven't.
I've got two, but I've still got to read them.
Okay, so the 28th, which is this Thursday, Paul?
Yeah.
This Thursday, at West Midlands, in Blackheath Coronation Club, there will be a demonstration of mediumship by, I'm ready, by me, Mike Davis, Kerry Carr, and by a lovely guy in our chat room called Mick Paul Green.
You know, I always get confused with you.
Yeah, that's it, because Paul Green, Mick Paul Green, you know, it's very similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Mick is a good friend of mine. He's, you know, I actually met Mick when we was doing an investigation, and we was doing an investigation for like an audition for a TV. We really were, and that's where I met Mick Green, and you know, we've remained friends ever since. And he is quite funny. He is quite funny. And
sorry, I'm laughing because in the chat room he's going, oh, not again. He is quite funny, yes.
Well, he is a funny guy. He really is. I'm not in the chat. Let me get in the chat room. What's he saying? Oh.
He just said, oh, not again. Oh. So it must be a story you've told a couple of times.
Well, you know.
Well, I do that all the time.
Well, we're going to be doing a demonstration of our mediumship. The three of us, and it's all the proceeds raised are going to charity.
That's good.
To Wild Care Rescue. So, you know, as many people as we can. Now, what I'm trying for, Paul, I'm trying to keep this a bit of a secret, but what I want to do is maybe envision this now, okay, that the room holds like 80 people, 100 people, I don't know. I think I've been there before, I'm not sure. But just say that it holds 80 people, and we advertise as much as we can, and we fill it up by like 200-300 people. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
You know, and how much money could we raise for that charity?
Yeah, I mean, we used to, as a bike club, we used to have a big Easter egg run every year. Excuse me, every year.
Yeah.
Raise lots of money for charity, and it's, sorry, my voice is good. Something we used to enjoy. It's a worthwhile thing to give your time back into the community, whether it's a spiritual community or just community in general.
Definitely. Well, so if you are free, Paul, or if you and Stephen Lambert fancy a night out, come along. It's £7.50. You pay at the door. The demonstration will start at 7:30. Will end at 10 p.m. What better place? You're going to get to see me, Kerry, and Mick Paul Green together. That's going to be fun. So I'm really looking forward to this night. I really am. It's going to be interesting. So yeah. It's going to be really interesting. So if you have got a spare few hours and you want to come along and you know, support this wonderful charity, come along. But I would urge people, if you are coming, to come early, because I know that it'll kind of will get full really quick. And to avoid disappointment, come early. That's all I've got to say, Paul. So let's go back to the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to... Now, fortunately, I had time to screen this caller. This caller, her name is Dorothy, and she's on area code 207. Hi, Dorothy. Are you there with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Dorothy. Can I? Yes. I already know your name because not that I'm psychic, though I had a chance to give you a call. But Dorothy, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from the U.S. I'm Maine.
In Maine? Oh, no, we have a good friend in Maine.
Yes.
A lady that's been on this actual radio station a few times herself. And you never know, I may be coming out to Maine myself in the foreseeable future.
Oh, great.
So that would be interesting, couldn't it?
Yes, I might even know her.
You may do. Well, I'm not going to tell you who she is, but if you want to send an email to her, there is an email address set up. And let me think, it's Mike Davis, the number 2, USA at AOL.com. So send an email to that lady, she'll respond to you. So it's Mike Davis, the number 2 at USA.co.uk. So send her an email. You probably will know her. She's a wonderful lady and she's a wonderful medium herself. But Dorothy, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I guess partly because there's somebody that I've been having contact with. The connection was very good, or has been, but just the night before last, I guess, when he informed me on the site where we met that his ex-girlfriend had connected with her that day. And they were getting back together again. Well, and they were going to England in 2 weeks' time. And something has not sat right with me since then over what he said. Not only that, it's because of the way he's been reacting to me, as if there was, you know, he's never mentioned her again. It's been the same, you know, kind of connection, which is not totally G-rated, but at the same time, there's something just off. My sensors are going off that I don't...
We can do here for you now is to make a connection to the spirit world, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell us anything about this gentleman. They're not going to tell us what he's up to or anything else because, you know, that's his business and not for us to, or not for me to find out because the reason is for you and not for him.
Right.
Okay. So if that's okay, then, Dorothy, I can make a connection to the spirit world there for you. See what, is that okay?
Sure. Great.
Perfect. Okay. Well, Dorothy, I'm aware, instantly I want to see mum, okay? So would you understand for me that your mum there in the spirit world, but if this is your mum, she must be the kind of lady that I want to say that would have been quite a nicely built lady before she passed on to the spirit world, a lady that would have needed a little looking after, should we say, towards the end of her life there, because she makes me aware that her joints wasn't the best. I believe I want to start shaking as I'm communicating with this lady. So I know that her hands, her wrists wasn't the best either towards the end of her life. Now, I do believe... go on.
No, she wasn't well at the end of her life, but I don't know about her wrist because I didn't see her at the end of her life.
Ah, bless.
For different reasons, but she was in a nursing home.
Ah, right. Okay, so you would understand that you would have needed a bit of care, a little bit of looking after. Okay, bless her, because I know I've got your mum that comes through here, Dorothy, at the moment, and I believe that as your mum is with me, that she makes me aware that, you know, there's been lots of water gone under the bridge. There's been lots of things that needs to be sorted and to be dealt with, and there's lots of things that we could talk about at the moment, but she says to me the main concern now is getting you back on track yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
You know, she does say to me that because when I'm saying to her, what about this water that's gone under the bridge? Tell me more about this. And she says to me, it's not important right now because there's lots of happened. There's been lots of pointing the fingers. There's been lots of accusing in some way or things shouldn't have happened or shouldn't have ended the way they did. Do you understand of this there, Dorothy?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, you know, and there's a deep sad regret for this, isn't it? I'm not sure which on whose behalf. It's your behalf or your mama's behalf, I don't know, but there's a deep
say probably both of us have some. I mean, it was not an easy childhood. It was not easy to be her daughter.
okay.
Or to go through the things I did, and it wasn't just with her.
Okay, okay, bless your heart, okay, because she makes me aware that there's a lot of deep, sad regret, okay? Lots of emotion that ties in with your mum as she comes close there to me, Dorothy. But the main thing is that she's with me at the moment around your life now, and she says that it's never too late to make that change. And I believe in some way that I want to take this on two levels. The change, it's never too late to make the change to assist you in your life now, and it's never too late to make the change of starting something that you feel more comfortable with. So this gentleman that you talked about that his ex-partner's getting back involved, you know, if I said to you that it's more to the point of where, you know, I feel as if I want to be like a fisherman here, as if I'm just testing the waters. So would you understand that you feel a little bit betrayed by this at the moment? Is that right?
I feel like I've been lied to because... I'm not sure because I get my first sense when my senses first went up. It was, where did this come? You know, it was out of the blue, and then I felt like, no, this isn't going to happen. My psychic sense kicked in and said, you're not going to England. This is you know, I don't know what brought them up 2 years ago, and it doesn't matter. But at the same time, then because of the way that he's been communicating with me, and even when he finally went to bed, which was like 4 a.m. your time, he's talking to me about he doesn't want to go, that sort of thing, and there was some, you know, with him, it's not, he has an attraction to me, which is not, you know, strictly G-rated, so I don't get it. If you're involved with somebody, why are you still wanting something from me?
You know, Dorothy, that's probably a question lots of people want to ask, and you know, I can't really give you the answer to that question because the reading's for you and not for him.
Right, it is for me, and that's what, I mean, I'm just waiting to see what happens next.
You know, maybe he feels that that he could be better off, maybe. Who knows? I don't know, okay? But the main thing is that your mum is there with you, trying to support you through this time and to say that, you know, it doesn't hurt to start afresh, okay? So, you make of that of what you feel. I don't know. Paul, do you want to add on in there quickly? Because I know that you can't be with us too much longer.
Yeah, excuse me, very, very quickly. I haven't picked up on the woman Michael described, but as soon as I heard your voice, I had a picture of I use the term gentleman. I use that in two ways. He was a man who was very gentle, very calm. He's very tall, white hair. He makes me think, here in England, in our fashion, of a cowboy. That's the kind of look I've got. Tall, rangy, laid back, but very calm.
I don't know who he is.
You don't? He's around you. I don't know who he is. He's not telling me. He's not coming forward very hard. He's just showing himself as being somebody who's around you. But as regards to...
No,
he's got grey hair. He's an elderly man. He's very tall, very rangy. He may have a blonde hair.
No, I'm lost.
Okay, well, I can just tell you what I'm getting.
But right, I'll keep it in mind.
Right. On another side, as you were talking, the only words I was getting, and as Mike says, we can't give you a message, we can't give you solutions or answers, was commitment. Somebody who's afraid of commitment. That's the only thing I was picking up on, a sense of being afraid to commit to one person or to one situation.
Right.
I think there may be some influence in your situation.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Dorothy, there for calling in.
Thank you.
I hope that's helped you a little bit there. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM.
I will be sure to look it up later. Thank you.
No problem. Well, remember, keep your ears open for when I come over to Maine at some point next year. But, Dorothy, thank you so much for calling in. And,
okay.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, Paul, I know that the time has come that that you have to leave us, sadly enough.
Yes, you've got a Skype call booked for 9:15, I'm afraid. So
that's okay. Well, Paul, just take this opportunity here to tell everybody where they can listen to you, hear about you, how they can get in contact with you.
Again, the best thing to do is through our website. We've got two. One is www.aghmedia.com, which is where our You find out about radio shows, not just the paranormal, we've got music, comedy, all sorts. For the paranormal side, particularly the live events, that's www.extremeghosthunting.com. That's where you see when we're doing our live events, which won't be till next year, because as I say, Christmas, we tend to close down for the season.
Okay, wonderful. So, well, Paul, would you come on again?
I would love to. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Maybe this time I'll stay a bit longer, but have some water, some of your voice lasts a little bit longer.
No problem at all. Paul, I want to thank you very much, and we're going to go to our next piece of music, and we'll chat with you very soon.
Look forward to it. Have a good time.
Cheers. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the park. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gown stretching the hotel room. We don't care. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Well, welcome back. Oops, welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We seem to be having some interference going on here. And that may be because we've got somebody that's just joined us that may be giving me a bit of trouble there. Is that you there, Michael Green?
It is, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, but you're causing some major interference going on here.
Surprise me.
You know, there's always trouble brewing every time we seem to speak, Michael, isn't it?
There is, mate. I think this group will be trying to tell us something, ain't they?
You know, that's just life, isn't it, I suppose?
Well, it is. You could also be trying to say, look, Mick, put that fag away.
Well, you know, you shouldn't be smoking, Michael, because, you know, I have, me and Kerry has been given up now for almost 3 months. Would you believe it? Almost 3 months?
Yeah, I mean, I've done 2 months, right, but I think the hours that I'm working, place where I work in Chipton, it's long hours. I've got really tired. I started getting miserable and snappy. So I had to turn back to the...
You know, Michael, I think that's just an excuse, isn't it?
Thanks, Mike.
No, the pleasure's all mine, it really is. But that's just an excuse, isn't it?
It keeps me awake. It keeps me more awake. It helped me in a way, but I am trying to stop again. So hopefully it will.
I'll make sure that you stopped. And the reason why I've asked you to come on there, Michael, is because on the 28th, it's going to be a demonstration of our mediumship with me, Kerry, and yourself, isn't it?
It is, mate. It certainly is. It's going to be an absolutely corker of a night. It's going to be outstanding. Hopefully, we're going to have loads and loads of people turn up. They're going to give us loads of cash for the charity. It's just going to be a night to remember. And plus, on my plus side, yes, I've worked with you and Kez on the radio. I've never worked live on platform with you. So I'm really excited about it.
So it's going to be the first time for us all to join together as well, isn't it?
It is, mate, it is. And I'm coming with my wellies, just in case.
Well, you're going to need them after Kerry's finished. That's one thing for sure. Because, I have heard of some banter that's been going back and forth between the two of you. I have been watching and looking and thinking, ooh, you are a brave man there, Michael.
Oh, because we always like to have a bit of a laugh.
Michael, tell us, because obviously it's in your area, it's in your surroundings. Tell us where to this place is.
Right, it's actually on, the building itself is on Birmingham Road, which is in Blackheath. It's called the Blackheath Coronation Club, but you can't get to it off the main road. You have to go around the back street to the car park, because apparently it has got a massive car park. It's a big building, it's a lovely place, great atmosphere, plus it's got good beer as well, for those who will be drinking, unfortunately we won't. But, it's the Blackheath Coronation Club. It's for the Wildacre Rescue Centre. It's 7:30 till 10. Prices on the door admission fee, £7.50 only. The three mediums for a couple of hours. You won't get better than that. It's on the 28th of November at 7:30. So if you can, folks, wherever you are, whether you're England or wherever, come and join us if you can. It's going to be a night to remember.
Most definitely, you know, and I'm looking forward to working with Kerry and yourself, you know, it's a 2.5 hour demonstration, isn't it, Michael?
It is, yeah. It's going to be a long night. Plus, I'm at work in the day till about 4 or 5 o'clock, so it's going to be a hell of a long day for me. But I don't know why, Michael, when I'm tired from working all day, then doing like mediumship at night, our communication seems to be a lot stronger.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same for me, Michael. You know, I'll be working all day and dashing home, travelling up, setting up the sound equipment, and then straight on to doing a demonstration. You know, but that's the way that I've always done it. It's the way I always will do it, I suppose, because it's what I do, it's what I enjoy. You know, So. No, I do believe I've been to this Blackheath Coronation Club before. Is that the one when you're walking through the doors, you have the room that we'll be using is to the right-hand side, and then the main bar is to the left-hand side?
Well, I can't be totally honest with you. I've never been to this one before.
Okay.
It's right by my friend's house, but I've never actually been into this venue before.
Okay, so there's a car park out the front, and the club is on the corner, isn't it? Is that the one?
It's on the corner of a set of lights, but the car park's around the back.
Yeah, I'm sure that I've been to that one before with the same lady, actually, that's hosting this one, which is Karen Bedford. And, you know, I will say to people, if you are wanting to come along, you want more information, contact myself via Facebook, which is Mike Davis Medium. Contact Kerry, which is Kerry Medium Car. Or even Mick Paul Green on Facebook, which is Mick Paul Green, isn't it?
It is, right, yeah.
Or even Karen Bedford. There's four ways of you getting hold of us. Mike Davis Medium, Kerry Medium Car, Mick Paul Green, or even Karen Bedford. Find us all there on Facebook and ask as many questions about the evening as you wish. And I'm sure that it's going to be a fantastic evening. I'm sure it is. Well, Mick, whilst you're there, do you want to maybe give somebody like a little demonstration of what's going to be happening there? Do you want to take the caller?
Well, before we do, well, Karen Bedford, can I just quickly put out, Karen Bedford's, one of her relations was involved in quite a serious RTA today. So if people can just send love and healing out towards him.
Oh, bless.
I'm sure he'll be fine, but it's really upset Karen. And but he's fine, he's going to pull through, he's going to make a full recovery, but, you know what I mean, love and healing always helps.
Most definitely. Well, you know, we'll do that to you definitely from Studio One, and try and send as much healing to Karen Bedford's family as we can. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 505 and say hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Patricia. Thank you.
Okay, Patricia, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Yes, I'm calling from New Mexico.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, Patricia. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I would like to have some type of confirmation from the spirit world. There's an individual that has come into my path, and I would like to know a little bit more about this male who has come into my path, and to find out spiritually a little bit more about it, what it means.
Okay. Okay, Mike, do you want to start off with this one?
Yeah, I can do if you want, Mike. Thank you. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
How are you? You okay?
Yes, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
That's great. That's great. Right, now, as soon as I've heard your voice, Patricia, straight away, I'm getting very itchy hands. Now, that to me would indicate that either you're coming into money or this person that you're on about is quite wealthy. Do you understand this at all?
Well, I don't know this individual.
Right.
He's just come into my path. I just met him. I go walking, and he's been in the same vicinity. But intuitively, I can feel that there's an energy, and
yeah,
I would like to find out.
I'm saying, because at the moment, I can feel to my left hand side a lady standing next to me. Now, to me, the only way I can describe this lady, she's not that tall, maybe about 5'3", 5'4", 5'5". But she's quite pleasantly round face. She's got like a chubby face. And she carries just a bit of weight on her. And she's a proper happy lady who's telling me about this man, money. And she's really making my hands itch about him. So whoever this gentleman is, I'm getting a really, really good sense of feeling and vibes with this man. He's a happy man. He's jolly. He makes you happy. Do you understand this?
Well, I feel good about it. I don't know him yet. There has not been a connection
right.
yet.
Do you understand this lady in the spirit world, my love?
Yes. Thank
right.
you.
Now, this is it, to me, it's often mother thing, so it's either mom or it's grandma or nan. But she's
yes.
proper round-faced. She's lovely. She's got a great personality as well. So this lady, before she would have gone over to the spirit world, she would have made people laugh. Just being herself, being an individual, how she was in life. Do you understand that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand a little bit of what you said. There was the connection isn't that well.
Right. The lady herself, to me, she would have made people very, very happy in life, just the way she was. The individual of a person that she was, she made people happy. Do you understand?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Right.
In a way,
but,
yeah.
But I feel with this lady, there's something wrong with the right-hand side of my face. So I don't know whether this lady suffered with a stroke before she went out. But do you understand this?
Yes, that would be my grandmother then. Mm-hmm.
right, I'm saying, because she's pulling the right-hand side of my face down at the moment for me. She's not trying to hurt me or anything like that. She's just trying to indicate me, to tell you that it was her that had the stroke beforehand. What? Right. She keeps telling me the name of Paul. Who is Paul?
I have no idea. Well, my ex husband's grandfather who passed, his name is Paul, but that's the only Paul that I know that passed.
That's fine.
But I don't know anybody else.
Right, okay. So I know that she just indicated the name of Paul to me. The gentleman that passed, was he a very thin gentleman, please, Patricia?
Yes.
Right, because I can see a male standing next to her now, and his legs are so thin. And I mean thin. It's as if, like, whether he lost a load of weight or something was wrong with him. He's also trying to take my voice out. Do you understand that this man had also had a throat condition?
Yes. Yeah. I know a lot of people have passed with that condition, so, yeah, it could be anybody.
Why do I want to say, like, emphysema?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right, so he's making me... I feel like my breath started to struggle a little bit now at the moment. Right. And I've got to give the month of March as important, so it's, i.e., like, birthday, anniversary, celebration. The month of March.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about March. But that's probably right. When I'm going to start walking again in the same area, because it's getting cold outside.
Right, I'm going to say, I know that they're indicating month of March, right. And all of a sudden, now, this gentleman's giving me really bad pains down in the bottom of my stomach, my love. So, do you understand that this man suffered towards the end, please?
I'm sorry?
This male, another male, who went very thin, was there also a stomach condition with this male, please?
A stomach condition? I don't know.
Right. Okay. Right. I've got to say, but there's been a situation around you, Patricia. He's saying something about whether you've been backstabbed over the past, over an issue, somebody backstabbing you. Do you understand?
Yeah, so there's been some family issues, but then...
Would this be with a female?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I know he's telling me, he wants me to point, and he's saying, tell her to watch her. She's lethal. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And who's David, please? Dave or David?
David would be my brother-in-law who passed on the other side.
Was he quite a tall gentleman, please?
Yes.
Sorry, because as I'm talking to you, I'm actually sitting down at my table with my laptop. But when I look at this gentleman, I want to say like 6'2", 6'4".
Yes, he was tall.
Right, and he's got quite stocky shoulders. Would he link him with motorbikes?
With motorbikes? Not that I know of.
Sorry, because I don't know why, but I'm seeing him in like a motorbike jacket, like a leather jacket. That to me resembles like a motorbike or something.
I have no idea.
And are you actually in a job at the moment?
Yes, it's...
Right.
It's carrying me through.
Right. Well, I've got to say what the spirit will say to me. They're saying you've got high earning potential. There's high earning potential. Whether that means that you've got a chance of moving up your career wherever you work, maybe taking it to that next level. But I'm seeing they're on about high earning potential. So whether that means you could get a raise or a bonus. Do you understand this?
Yeah. I imagine that it would be there if I want it to. So. Right.
But with this male, before I have to quickly finish, Nandi Alba, with this male, they're saying, oh, bless, take the lead. You take the lead. You understand that? So whether this male's just a little bit shy and he doesn't know how to approach you properly, to talk to you properly, or to ask you out on a date or whatever, your grandma is saying, take the lead. Take the lead. you understand?
Yes, because he has not approached me, and I feel that he wants to.
Yeah, he does, but he's a little bit shy. He's really shy, and I think he's scared of ruining the opportunity. You know what I mean? He's like a turtle in a shell. He needs to come out of his shell, you see, so you take the lead.
Okay. So this is a good thing, then.
Yes, I feel a very good energy with him. He's a shy man, but he's a good man. And like I said, I keep rubbing my hands to say like about money, coming into money. So whether he's wealthy or he's in a really good job or something, I'm not sure. But I know they're making my hands itch really, really bad. Is that okay, my love? Do you understand that?
Thank you. Oh, yes.
God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for letting me read for you.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you.
Thank you, Patricia, there for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike. God bless
you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move swiftly straight on to the next caller there. It's actually area code 111, which I know is a private number there in the USA, and say hi. Can we take your name there, please? Hello, can we take your name there, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, can we take your name there, please?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, just about.
This is Susan.
Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Connecticut, USA.
Connecticut, USA, perfect. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Susan?
Well, kind of a general reading, but I guess there's one thing I want to know. Last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping, and someone took one of my patio chairs and threw it against my door. So I'm just wondering what's up with that. Who did it?
Okay, let me make a connection there, Susan, to the spirit world, okay? I don't think they would tell you why somebody would throw a patio chair at your door. Obviously, that would be of a criminal matter, I would have thought. But let me see what of who's with you, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Because I know, see, instantly this, Susan, as I'm building a communication up here with you, I want to talk of a lady that was very unsteady on her feet, I believe, towards the end of her life, because she makes me feel as if I'm unsteady, I'm all out of balance, I'm all out of sorts, I'm not quite with it, so to speak. I believe that she would have been the kind of lady that, I want to say, would have spent the latter part of her life confined to a chair or a bed or something there before she passed.
My mother?
Your mother. Okay, bless her heart.
Wasn't really with it.
Okay, because I know that this lady has come forward there to be with you at the moment because she talks to me of this feeling of, you know, being on my own. So I don't know if it's you, Susan, that's on your own or whether she was on her own before she passed. I'm not sure. Would you understand this feeling of being on my own?
Well, I've been on my own, but she was kind of, you know, had to pass away in a hospital.
Okay. Well, let's talk about...
So maybe she was alone when she passed.
Okay. But let's talk about you being on your own for a minute as well, because I know that's important, because she says to me that it's important about talking about you, because... Would I be right in saying to you that there's this feeling of being a little bit startled? So maybe what happened last night with your patio chair that would have startled you to a point of where you feel a little bit uneasy. Is that right?
Yeah, because I don't know who would do that to me.
Okay.
And we have a newborn in the house. I just didn't understand it.
Okay. Well, I know that she wants to be around you at the moment there just to support you and to let you know that you're not on your own there because she and lots of others have come from the spirit world to be around you at the moment. Now, I feel as if I need to say that you that there's this feeling of, I don't know, I want to put, like, being down. Would you understand, Susan, that you feel quite down with inside yourself as well at the moment?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
See, because I know that's what I'm feeling, is if I'm being, I feel let down, I feel hurt, I feel a little bit angry, if I'm honest there with you, Susan. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I understand it.
Okay. Now, see, as your mum is with you, okay, she wants me to take all element of fear, all element of alone, all element of this anger. She wants to take it all away from you, okay, and just fulfill your life there with happiness, because she says to me, it can be good again if you allow it to be. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. It is getting better.
Good, because, you know, you kind of put things in the way yourself sometimes, because you kind of put things there that's maybe not there sometimes. Do you understand of this?
Oh, you mean worry. Sometimes I worry, yeah.
Yes, definitely, because I know that your mom wants me to take all this element away from you and just let you know that, you know, she's there with you. She wants to support you. She wants to guide you from where she is and just let you know that, you know, it's okay. It's okay, because it's almost like as if you are one of life's little warriors. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And you kind of take on everybody else's conditions on board yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because she says this to me, it's okay. It's okay to share that, okay? So now as your mum links around us, she knows exactly what's going on in your life. She knows exactly where you are in your life, okay? Does that help you a little bit there, Susan?
Yes.
Okay, bless you. Okay, well, remember, and you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Did she say anything about the chair?
Okay. As I said about the chair, she knows that it startled you, okay? But I would believe maybe more that's more of a matter, of a criminal matter, more than a spiritual matter.
Okay.
Okay, bless your heart. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives and say thank you very much for calling in there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mike, are you ready to take another caller there?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, we have a Skype caller, BC Watson, and say hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Yes,
can we ask you where you're calling from there?
Say again?
Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Craig?
The reason why I called in is I'm 33 years old right now, and I'm really trying to find a way to get my life jump started. I don't want to sound like a savvy, sorry kind of person, because I'm not really upbeat and like to do things, but we relocate here in Vegas, and I'm not finding... I don't have a social life, basically. I haven't had one since my auntie died 5 years ago. And I'm trying to get one, but I'm not sure how to go about going about it, I guess.
Okay, well, Craig, let me hand you over to Mike. And, Mike, it's all over to you.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Hey, Craig.
How you doing?
Not too bad, mate. Right, that's enough listening to your voice, mate. I've got a gentleman with me here, and he's doing a really, really, really weird, funny dance. So, I mean, I did hear what you said about you haven't had a social life, but can you understand where this person wants you to basically get up, be you, and something about dancing? Do you understand this?
Absolutely not.
Oh, right. Well, all I know is that I've got a short gentleman here. He's not very tall at all. He's probably about, what, 5'5", 5'6". He's telling me about getting up and dancing. He wants you to get up. Whether he's telling you to get on your feet and get out more often is what he could be trying to say. But he's also has to tell me that you've had a very, very rough time lately. Do you understand?
I'm having a hard time understanding you. But I did get that I've been having a hard time lately. Yes, health-wise, I had... having complications for surgery.
Right. Is it yourself that's having problems with the motor vehicle?
Not lately. No. Not at all.
No. Do you understand someone that is having problems with the motor vehicle? I'm seeing a blue vehicle.
No.
that's a bit strange, because this is what he's showing me. Because what they show me, I can only pass on, you see. I do apologise. Right. And it's something about a timetable. Timetable. Right. I think it's what he's basically trying to say is get yourself sorted, get yourself on track, get like a timetable. So where things that you need to do around yourself. But I know that he's on about a lady, a young lady. Who's the young lady around you, please?
I have no young lady around me at this time.
I've seen a young lady around you, a young girl, not as in girlfriend. Who's the little girl that comes around you?
I don't have a girlfriend.
No, I didn't say girlfriend. Excuse me, I didn't say girlfriend, my friend. There's a little girl, young lady, a very young lady. Who's got the little girl around you?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Why can you get anything? Because he can't take anything what I'm giving him here.
Yeah, that's okay, Mike. Craig, if I sit you in your life at the moment that you feel restricted, you feel as if you can't go forward because there's something that's holding yourself back at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm aware of there with you. And if I say to you, is nothing that I can say, nothing I can do that can change that at the moment, because you feel that you're going along this pathway, that it's driven by what you have to do at this moment in time. Does that make sense there to you there?
Yes.
And, you know, if I say to you that it's not even as if you can get out of it in any way, shape, or form, because you have to be where you are for the right opportunity to come around your life. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Now, would you understand of this person I'm aware of there in the spirit world that gives me this information, a very strong male energy here? I believe that this is like a fatherly kind of a figure that's in the spirit world that would have always pushed you forward in life when he was here with us. He tells me he didn't reach a fantastic age. I believe maybe around his late 40s, early 50s of when he passed home to the spirit world. But a man that always would have followed his heart, would have always followed his dreams, would have always done what he thought was right. And he would always push those around him to do what's right for them. Do you understand of a gentleman like this there for me, please?
Not in that age range.
Okay. Now, whether he's older or what, I don't know. But I know that this is the kind of age range he wants me to show. Now, sometimes, see, Craig, they come back of a time where they feel more comfortable. And that's what I believe where he is, because he feels really comfortable in where he is in his life at the moment. But he wants to push you. He wants to say this to me, that the opportunities will come there, but sometimes we need to be a little bit more patient. So would you understand that, Craig, that this patience I'm looking for, and this is what I want to say around you there, of this patience, because I know that you're governed in what you can and can't do. Is that right?
Yes, but I believe I've been patient enough.
Okay, well, you know, Craig, all I can say to you is what the spirit will tells me to say to you. You know, the things will undevelop and unfold in front of you as they are meant to, okay? So that patience, I want to say that you, it will turn around, and I want to say quite soon, but in the meantime, we need to hang on in there, because, you know, the opportunity that you've been looking for will undevelop in front of you. Does that help you a little bit there, Craig?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in to the show here today. Remembering, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, so let's go back to... No, I got my producer screen in my ear, Mike. We need to go to another piece of music. You know, Mike, we've found this one, and I think that you're going to enjoy this one. So put your feet up and enjoy.
Okie dokie.
World I wouldn't do.
there I go again, pressing wrong buttons. Never mind. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and on the websites of Mike Spirit FM. And very, very soon, you'll be able to watch us on your smart TVs doing these shows in our brand new studios in Cardiff. And, you know, we'll be expanding Mike Spirit FM to where it used to be before, up to the 7 shows a week. So keep listening, because more information will come as we speak of that. But, you know, we had an amazing guest on first hour. That's Paul Green, known as the Psychic Biker. If you want to know more about Paul, go over to GH Media. No? AGH Media, thank you, Kerry. AGH Media, go over there and you'll find out more about Paul Green and all the ghost investigations he's done and ones that's up and coming. But we seem to have my good friend Mick Green on. Hiya, Mick.
Hiya, Mike.
Mick, tell us more about this charity event that we're going to be doing.
Well, I was surprised that I was doing it, Mike, until that other month when you very kindly said so. What are you doing on the 28th of November? And I replied, nothing. Oh, do you want to join me on platform? I nearly fell off my chair. I was like, wow, I'm going to be working with Mike Davis. But yeah, this charity that we're doing, that we've been asked to do by our very good friend Karen Bedford, it's for the Wild Acre Rescue Centre. It's going to be a night of mediumship with myself, Kez, and you, which I'm really looking forward to. I cannot.
What's going to be even funnier, Mike?
But
when we turn up, I mean, obviously I've met you, I know you, I know yeah. What you look like, blah, blah, blah. I know you. What's going to be funnier when Kelly gets to meet you? I don't think it'll be a handshake, I think it'll be a smack around the ear.
Hey, wow, he's going to give me a big hug and a kiss on the cheek, go. He's going to go, why, hey, man?
Okay, let's not go down that road, Kelly is listening. And I'll get a clip around the ear myself. So it's going to be at the Black Heath
Coronation Club.
That's right, the Black Heath. I was getting there. The Black Heath Coronation Club in West Midlands. That's near. Is that in Birmingham? Is it, Mike? Yeah.
No, it's actually. It's not that far from Birmingham, but no, it's not Birmingham. It's actually Black Heath, which is in the West Midlands. It's in It's just the other side of Albury. It's easy to get to be honest. It's straight off junction to the M5.
Yeah, well, tell us more how to get it, Mike, because you know, it's Thursday and me and Kerry, we haven't got a clue. So I come up the M5.
Yeah, come up the M5, get off at junction 2. Do you take your second exit?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm just the lights up ahead now. 1, 2. I think it's your third set of lights.
Yeah.
You need to turn right, then I think it's first left or something like that. Because if you go up to the full set of lights, it's on your right-hand side. But you can't get to it from that way. So you've got to turn left. You've got to turn right when you come to the pub on the set of lights. There's a pub on your left-hand side. You need to turn right there.
Okay. Okay.
Then I think it's first left, something like that.
So I think I better plan being or leaving earlier than planned to make sure that I get there in plenty of time.
Yeah, because I'll fancy standing there thinking, oh no, where's Mike and Kerry? Where am I? And I've got to do the show all on my own. I would absolutely tremble. You know what I was like in Birmingham, Mike, where my little legs were shaking, sitting on that corner thinking, oh, I don't know, but here. You know what I mean?
I remember them days. I really do. I remember them days. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun with the three of us there together. It's going to be exciting because I'm excited about it. I really am. And excited to be working alongside yourself and Kerry and doing that. So it's going to be fun. So, Mike, should we go to another caller here?
Oh, you want them while I've got time. Why not?
Okay. Let's go to area code 203 and say hi. 203, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. My name is Anne, and I'm also calling you from Connecticut.
Okay, Anne, and you're from Connecticut. And can we ask you there, what's the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'd like to know what you get for me in the area of romance. maybe hearing from some people from the past.
Okay, okay. Well, Mike, do you want to start off with this one?
Yeah, okay, if you want. Yeah, thank you. Hi, Ran.
Hiya.
You're right. Right. Straight away. Can you hear me okay, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. At the moment, I'm just trying to get a connection on the go. But I am feeling a male. And this male, I don't know why, but he wants to take me to my right leg, my lower right leg. It's like I've got a lot of swelling on my leg and going down into my foot. A lot of fluid. So whether this man suffered towards the end. Do you understand the man that had problems with his lower right leg?
Not yet.
No, sorry, because I don't know why, but they show me my dad. Now, if they show me my dad, A, it could mean a few things, like his name was Alf. So whether this man's name begin with an A, or it was Alfie or Alan, but I want to say a big stocky male, a man that carried quite a bit of weight, my love, do you understand?
I know someone like that, who would have been someone else's father. But
yeah,
name is not Al. Mm-hmm.
Now that's fine. It's just because they showed me my father, because my dad's also in the spirit world. My dad's name begins with mm-hmm. A, so I always go with the name A to show me my dad. But obviously he doesn't always like mean that. Right, okay. So, hang on. He's putting a horse in front of me. Who's got the links to the horses?
Oh.
Who's got links to horses, or is it a ranch or something, or stables?
I don't see more like the track, you know, the turf
right.
accountant.
Well, I'm just seeing horses, and it's weird because I had this sentiment with me during the last song. Is there a memory link to you riding horses at all, Anne, as a young girl?
Me? Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
Right. I don't know why, but you wanted to... Like, I need to get on the horse, but I can't... He's saying that I'd have trouble cocking my leg over. So I've got to say this gentleman is a very distinguished gentleman, a very comical person. He's quite sarcastic the way he tries to come across. I know he doesn't mean any harm by it, but it's just the way he was. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right, I've got to say the 8th month, so I've got to give the month of August as either celebration, anniversary, or birthday. Something around August.
I have a number of people in August, yes.
Right, I want to go around by the 8th of August. Something happening around the 8th of August.
You mean recently or a long time ago?
I don't know, but I want to say a birthday. I want to say a birthday for a male, whether it's a little boy or something, but I'm seeing the colour blue for the balloon, so I know it's for a male. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay. I don't have a male birthday in August that I know of.
Right. I mean, I might be wrong if it's female, I do apologise, but I'm just been shown the colour blue, my love, as the balloon. Right, what else?
Okay.
Right, that's nice, thank you. Who made homemade jam?
Homemade jam?
Yeah, I'm seeing somebody, and it's quite a large round jar, and it's full of jam. Well, I think it's jam anyway, but by what he's given me. Do you understand somebody that made jam?
No, I don't have anybody who made the jam, no. Sorry.
Right, I mean, you might need to ask back through your family. But I want to say on Dad's side of the family, Dad's side, not Mom's side, but it's on Father's side.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Oh, he's telling me to sit up straight here. Okay, so calm down. Right. Sorry, he's literally trying to give me orders. So, did this male have some type of either Navy or Army link?
Yes, the man that I'm trying to hear from, yes, And he was in, when he was in Vietnam, he was in the cavalry division, which would have the Black Horse on it.
Right. Because he's going, attention. So basically, sit up straight, shoulders back, everything. Right.
Right, maybe it's his father.
Right, okay. Who's got the K name? What sounds like, I don't know whether it's Karen or something. There's a big K name around you.
Okay.
Do you also understand somebody that does sign language?
Sometimes my daughter.
She signs. Does she do sign language?
She can do it. She knows of it, but she doesn't need to use it.
Right. Please take on board what this male's saying. He's saying, please tell her, practice makes perfect. She's already good at it. She's already good at it, but she doesn't realise she's putting herself down, but she's also locking herself away. Do you understand that, my love?
No. Sorry.
Right. You might need to talk to her then, because he's showing me a cupboard and I feel like I need to shut the cupboard. So I know that he's trying to say she locks herself away in a kind of way. But my love, he's also drawing my attention to you. Something about being heartbroken. So
yeah.
I don't know whether this is our relationship or something, but I feel like my heart's being ripped out of my chest at the moment.
Okay.
And that your heart needs to be worked on. So that would also mean to me that you find it hard to put trust and love into a relationship then. Do you understand that?
Okay, yeah.
Right. Do you think yourself that's like a ticking time bomb? Ready to explode?
I didn't... Say that again?
Is it yourself that is like a ticking time bomb? You're ready to explode?
I would think more this other person I'm thinking about.
Right. Right, I've also got Nan with me here. I've just heard a lady say Nan to me. Do you understand Nan in the spirit world, my love?
Nan. I have Anne. Anne. I don't know about
Anne. I've got to say on your mom's side, so is mom's mom in the spirit world?
Yes.
Right. That's where it comes across as Nan to me. Right, okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, maybe she's saying, like, Nana.
Right. Yeah, it's just that it comes across to me. I'll just say Nana. I'll never say Nana. Right, okay. Who's Julie, please? The name of Julie?
Julie.
Or the J name.
Say that again? Or the Jane. Oh, I was trying to get a Jane. But I don't know a Julie.
And is it yourself that's just recently decorated? I've seen painting being done. Have you recently decorated where you live?
I got a new roof.
Oh, you got a new roof? Oh, right. So they're showing me he's decorating, you see, with a brush. Bless him. Right. And who's the person that had the heart condition who passed over to spirit?
My father.
Did your father?
And my mother. Both of them.
Right.
And the mother, too. Yeah.
Right. What I'm going to say is, whether it's dad, to me, it feels like dad to me. I don't know if I'm right in saying this. Please understand where he comes across when he says he didn't realise it was going to be his heart. He was the kind of gentleman what used to sit there and take the pain, right? As if like he was getting sharp pains all in his chest, but he didn't acknowledge it. Do you understand this? Like a stubborn character, he would not like to go and see the doctor. He wouldn't like to hassle people. He would like to put other people out. Do you understand this?
Right. Yes.
Right. He just wants to say, oh, God bless you. He just wants to say, I'm sorry. He's asking for forgiveness, so I don't know whether there was cross words.
I think that's my ex-husband.
Right. He wants to ask for forgiveness, something about there's cross words before he passed over, or sometime before it, I'm not too sure. And I've got
my father's
the name.
Although my father did crosswords, so yeah.
Right. Can you? Right, I've got to give one name, and one name only now in particular. I've got to say the name of Yvonne, but beginning with a Y, Yvonne.
Yvonne. I don't know, I'll have to think on it.
I don't want to say it's family related, but I don't know why they need, they tend me to give you this name.
Yvonne.
Right. Yeah. Something about you need to hang out with Yvonne. Whether it's an old school friend or an old friend from somewhere.
I knew an Yvonne when I was in my childhood, but I mean I was not, she was a neighbor. She's not a
right.
good friend, but a neighbor.
Right. If you can find her or something, get in contact with her, make arrangements, go out. Because you need to let your hair down. You understand that?
That's true. Yvonne.
Right. Yeah. Right, I'm gonna have to leave it there, Anne, as I know that
okay.
Mike was probably getting as well. But thank you for letting me read you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you, Anne, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurr at FM Lastly. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye.
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 Well, Mike, that's sadly all that we have time for. We have literally a few minutes left of the show. But, Mike, I know that this event that we're doing is this week. It's this Thursday, in fact, isn't it?
It is, mate. Thursday, the 28th of November at 7:30.
And it's just £7.50 on the door. That's right, isn't it?
It is, mate. Yep. It's a pay-on-the-door event.
Pay-on-the-door event. And... you know, let's get as many in there as we can. Reason being is because every penny raised will be going to a charity.
Yeah.
And that's Wild Rescue Charity, isn't it?
It is. It's the Wild Acre Rescue Centre, yeah.
And so tell me, obviously that's for animals, wild animals, is it, Mike?
Pardon?
Is that charity wild animals?
I'm not sure, mate. No. Karen's got all the details. I think it's also a rescue centre where they're taking like strays or abandoned animals.
Well, you know, a charity that does things like that, obviously, let's get as many as we can in there to raise as much money as we can for them to try and boost their funds or whatever that they need. And, you know, I'm sure that every little will help there. So let's try and raise as much money for them on that night as possible. So that's the Blackheath Coronation Club, isn't it? That's right, yep.
It is right, yeah, the Blackheath Coronation Club, yeah.
And that's West Midlands, and I'll say not far from Birmingham, up the M5, Junction 2, third lights, turn right, left, and we are there.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, I'm sure if we get lost, I do have your mobile number, which you know, which is called a cell phone in the USA. I have your number. Be ready, Michael, for that phone call to say, "Help, we're lost."
Boy, give me one thing. Just don't break down on me, please. Don't break down.
Hey, you don't want to be seeing things like that now. I do have a new car.
Oh no, Mike. Honestly, I work in recovery. I don't want to have to come out and fetch you before the event.
Can you imagine that happening?
No, my luck, it would, Mike, I tell you.
Well, I hopefully in my luck it doesn't, because I do need to get home for work the next day, Michael. So, you know, let's hope not. Mike, it's been a pleasure working with you, and also a pleasure working with Paul Green, the psychic biker. I'm sure that you enjoyed Paul, did you, Mike?
Oh, Paul's a fantastic person. I've talked to him a lot on Facebook. He seems a genuine guy and everything. And also sneaked a thing into the chat with him. I said, any chance of coming on a future invest maybe next year? And he's like, yeah. I was like, cool, wicked. So hopefully I'll get to meet him soon.
Most definitely. Well, you know, he is described as a bulldog chewing a wasp. So you never know. You never know. Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you. I'm looking forward to Thursday. But I know that we have to come to the end of the show. So for me, it's good night, good day.
Good night, yeah.
Wherever you are.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wrong one. I pressed the wrong button. There we are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So turn in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.